WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly riding a roller coaster? Up 1 minute, plummeting down the next. Well, guess what? That's pretty normal. Life throws curveballs, big and small. And it's those moments, when we face adversity head-on, that truly define us. Today, we're diving deep into finding courage in the face of whatever storms come our way. Because let's be honest, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's doing what needs to be done even when fear is screaming in your ear. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack some practical tools and real-world strategies to help you build that inner reservoir of courage, so you can face anything life throws at you with a calm mind and a steady heart. First things first, recognize that adversity isn't just a bad thing, it's an opportunity in disguise. Think of those epic heroes in movies or books that didn't become legends by lounging on sunny beaches, right? They faced their darkest fears and emerged stronger, wiser, and more resilient. Adversity is like the tough training montage in a movie that pushes you to your limits, but it ultimately forges you into something even more powerful. Next up, remember that courage isn't about being fearless, it's about managing fear. It's acknowledging those butterflies in your stomach, taking a deep breath, and saying, okay, I feel this fear, but I'm not going to let it control me. It's like that time you had to give a presentation in front of a crowd, those jitters were real, but you pushed through because you knew the value of getting your message out there. Now, let's talk about mindset. A positive attitude can go a long way. When things get tough, it's easy to spiral into negativity, but try focusing on what you can control instead of dwelling on what you can't. You know that feeling when you're stressing over something out of your hands? Instead of letting anxiety take over, shift your energy towards finding solutions or taking small steps forward. Remember, everyone faces setbacks and challenges, it's part of the human experience. Don't let those moments define you, instead, use them as stepping stones to growth. Each obstacle overcome builds resilience, expands your perspective, and equips you for future challenges. You've got this. Imagine a friend struggling with a tough situation. What advice would you give them? That's right, encouragement and support. And guess what? You need that same kind of pep talk from yourself. Celebrate your small victories, acknowledge your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. We all stumble sometimes. The key is to get back up stronger than before. Let's say your biggest dream is to start your own business, but fear is holding you back. You might tell yourself things like, what if I fail? Or I'm not good enough. But here's the thing. Those fears are just whispers trying to drown out your inner voice. What if instead of letting fear paralyze you, you took a small step forward? Maybe start by researching different business ideas, taking a relevant course, or talking to someone who's already in that field. Each action builds momentum and chips away at the wall of fear. Remember, courage isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself even when things are tough. It's about making choices aligned with your values, even if they are uncomfortable. It's about embracing the messy, beautiful journey of life and learning from every experience, both good and bad. So, go out there and be courageous. Take that chance, speak your truth, and chase those dreams with unwavering determination. And remember, I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to subscribe to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic podcast for daily doses of calm, control, and courage. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a little dose of inspiration. Together, let's create a world where courage is contagious. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.